All right, we are joined to the media center by Pro Stock number one qualifier Troy Coughlin Jr. here at Auto Club Raceway at Pomona. Troy went 6:50 with an 8 at 211 miles an hour to pick up his first number one qualifier of the season and second in his career. Troy, great day for you to wrap up qualifying this year. Talk about the performance these two sessions today.
Well, just made two really nice clean runs down the 1320 here at Pomona, and there's nothing else just like being here, coming under the tower, under the breezeway. It's really cool. It's very majestic here. So hats off to everybody at Elite Motorsports, the engine shop, everybody within all the pits and all the teams. Everybody works together so well, and a lot of passion there. So it's a lot of fun to have success.
You probably, I assume, probably growing up, you've been here a number of times to qualify number one here. And add this to kind of your memories of being at Pomona. What's that mean to you?
It means a ton. I've loved drag racing since I could walk, since I can remember, really. But to be a low qualifier here at Auto Club is definitely going to be on the top of my list as far as a professional career goes. And it's very exciting. We're representing some great brands out there within Elite Motorsports and Jegs.com, the Chevrolet Camaro. So we're jacked.
Coming into today, do you think conditions would be good enough to run better than Greg ran yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think our guys, they're, like I said, the guys in the dyno room. The guys in the dyno room, they're pushing. It's a 7 days a week deal, and the hat's off to them. This is 100% their work, and everybody at Elite Motorsports. So it's that's what makes it so much fun.
Troy, being the top qualifier last race of the season, how important is it for you, not only for tomorrow, but also to take you into 2023?
I think it definitely adds a level of excitement, but tomorrow's a whole different day. You know, you can have the fastest car here and you don't cross first. So tomorrow's about four great executions, one at a time. So just going up and putting out the process it takes to make really good runs. That's what it'll take, that's for sure. The competitors in the class of Pro Stock are absolutely stacked, and that's what makes it so appealing to me.
You've had a great season, a breakout season for you in Pro Stock. What memories or what kind of lessons or things do you take from this year, and how much more can you gain with a win to close out the year?
Well, you know what it feels like. Yeah. You know the feeling, and that's the addiction.
Yeah.
You know, that's that's the addiction to competition, is the feeling of winning, you know, especially as a team at Elite in the Jegs pit and Team Yellow, and it's addicting. I can't wait for tomorrow. I wish we could make two or three, four or five more runs right now.
Also a chance to finish second in points this season to obviously Erica. How much would that mean to you in a class like this to finish number two in points?
It would be pretty cool. I think the highlight is me, Erica, and Aaron, and everybody being 1, 2, 3. I think that also says even more about the group there. Everybody cares, everybody's passionate, and I think that's really exciting, and we want to go out and get it.
All right. All good, Kevin? All right. Thanks, Troy. Good luck tomorrow. Congratulations.
Thank you.